Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Welcome, everybody, to episode 16 of the Sportster Show. My name is Jim Parsons. I'm here with thesportster.com. This is an emergency show, if that's what you want to call it. It's one of those things where we didn't expect to do a program right now, but news on Friday, huge news in the world of professional wrestling and WWE. Vince McMahon, former chairman of WWE, former CEO, has officially retired. He announced on social media that just before the age of 77, he's calling it quits. He's hanging it up. He's going to stay the major shareholder of WWE, but he is packing it in and he will no longer be fulfilling his active duties in WWE. So there's a huge domino effect that comes from this. Stephanie McMahon and Nick Khan named co-CEOs, Triple H named head of talent relations. We don't know who's taking over creative. There's already fallout for WWE talent. It sounds like Brock Lesnar's unhappy about this. They're very close. There are people all over social media thanking Vince and congratulating him on his retirement. We don't really know where this is all going to lead, but we're going to be talking about that right now. Norman's going to join us in a couple seconds here. This is episode 16 of the Sportster Show. We hope you enjoy. Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to another edition of the Sportster Show. This is an emergency, I'm doing air quotes, emergency podcast between Norman Quarantine of the Sportster and myself, Jim Parsons. Norman, how you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Good. We thought we were going to have the weekend off. We are not going to have the weekend off. Vince McMahon has officially announced that he has retired from WWE. Mm-hmm. Released a statement saying that he's now almost 77, which we know is just a smokescreen for what's really going on. Stephanie McMahon, Nick Khan, now co-CEOs, and there's some fallout already, just minutes after this announcement in WWE that could affect SmackDown tonight as we record this. We're about 2 hours away from SmackDown and SummerSlam, which is coming up just at about, 8 days? So,
yeah,
it's crazy. Where do you want to start? Should we start, I guess, with the big news, the ground-shaking, earth-shattering? If you're a WWE fan, this is going to change the way that you watch this program forever now. Vince McMahon has officially retired. Your first reaction to this news?
It was kind of weird because we had been talking about this on the podcast for a few weeks, right? Where we had kind of theorized if it would happen and what it would be like when it did happen. And I think we both kind of, I don't know, I landed on, I can't see it happening. Like my brain just couldn't fathom such a thing taking place despite everything that's going on. Right. I thought there was some way he was going to come out of it the other end. So when it did happen, weirdly, it was like, I was both surprised and not surprised. Like I was like, well, that makes sense. Given everything that's been happening with the Wall Street Journal expose regarding alleged impropriety between Vince McMahon and some of his employees, where he has allegedly been engaged in sexual relationships with employees and then made them sign NDAs and hush payments and stuff like that. So the Wall Street Journal ran a couple of stories in the past couple months about that. And then it turned out that the WWE board was conducting an investigation. If none of this happens, obviously Vince McMahon does not retire today.
True.
That goes without saying, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, you got to wonder if there's some, if there was some kind of agreement between him and the board, maybe they found some stuff, you know, this is all pure speculation. But yeah, shocking. And then I had to write about it. I had to write the news piece as soon as it happened. So I didn't get to, I missed out on a lot of memes, sadly.
Yeah. Well, it's funny. It's not funny. There's all sorts of fallout that's going to happen from this. Like, we're all going to look at this news and go, wow, okay, this is actually happening. I mean, there were times Vince McMahon had said, and people had said of him, you're going to have to take it away from him when he dies. Like, that's just how he's going to exit WWE. He's going to die first. And now he's officially announced that he's retired. Says in a statement, I'll just quickly sort of read it here. As I approach 77 years old, I feel it's time for me to retire as chairman and CEO of WWE. Throughout the years, it's been a privilege to help WWE bring you joy, inspire you, thrill you, surprise you, and always entertain you. I would like to thank my family for mightily contributing to our success. I would also like to thank all of our past and present superstars and employees for their dedication and passion for our brand. Most importantly, I would like to thank our fans for allowing us into your homes every week and being your choice of entertainment. I hold the deepest appreciation and admiration for our generations of fans all over the world who have liked, currently like, and sometimes even love our form of sports entertainment. So, I mean, this statement says nothing at all, of course, about the allegations, but it is huge news. Like, this is not just Vince McMahon coming off of TV for a while. He is no longer going to have an active role in anything related to WWE. Now, he's going to be the continued major shareholder for the company, but he's not going to be in creative. He's not going to be running things. Triple H takes over as head of talent relations. Stephanie McMahon and Nick Khan take over as co-CEOs. I mean, this is a different deal. Now, I don't know how quickly we're going to see this manifest itself on WWE programming, but we already found out that Brock Lesnar is not too happy about this, apparently. Brian Alvarez and others are reporting that he walked off SmackDown today. So don't know exactly, and maybe we'll get to that in a second. But I do have a question. How much do you think the allegations, which we both probably believe are the major contributing factor to his retirement, are going to affect the legacy that Vince McMahon leaves behind here in WWE?
Well, that depends, right? I think it depends on what kind of agreement has been reached, because I could see a scenario where the board have said, look, if you step aside, we'll keep all of this stuff in-house, right? We won't go public with any of this stuff. And anybody who does would be violating an NDA or something like that. So it's possible that, look, we all know, for start, we got to be clear that he hasn't been accused of anything with this current situation, that he's not been accused of anything like illegal, right?
Yeah, as far as we know, nothing so far as against the law. All of these things that he's done are agreements that he's made with people who aren't going after him. They've settled on their money situation, whatever they're doing. Nothing. He's not in any criminal charge situation. Mm-hmm. He's just backed off because this is all publicly coming to light now. And I think it's probably best as a public company that he's not the face of that company as all of this is going on.
Yeah. And if this had happened 20 years ago, I don't think it would have tarnished his reputation. I mean, it probably should have, but it wouldn't have, because I think that society now is a little bit more sensitive to things like this, like the power dynamics. People are a little bit more aware of the sketchiness at play in things like that, which is a good thing, right? That's obviously a good thing. But yeah, I think if this had happened like in the late 90s or even in the early 2000s, I think he may have been able to sort of recover, sort of public relations wise. And you know, we've seen a lot of straight white cis men, go through things like this and have it, you know, kind of come out the other side smelling of roses regardless. So I don't know. I think the thing about it tarnishing his reputation is that I think a lot of people had already, the worm had already turned on Vince McMahon before all of this. I think people were just sick of him, you know, not just creatively, but just in general. I think the Trump Association, lost him a lot of goodwill with you know, some more liberal left-leaning WWE pro wrestling fans. So yeah, I don't know. I think he's just going to quietly retire, and maybe we're just not going to hear from him again for a long time.
Do you think this is smart? I mean, it's one thing to have 45 years as the head of WWE, which is almost what he's at now, having taken it into a national, international product, and really he's done so much for the business. And you want to try to separate the two, the good that he's done and the bad that he's accused of doing. But do you think this is wise for him to sort of kind of go, you know what, I better go, like, I got to get out of here before this gets really, really ugly. And like you suggested, maybe they'll just drop this now. I don't think you're just going to drop it, but maybe we're not going to hear as much about it. And WWE's not going to look into it as deeply as they might have, or not release as much information as they might have. Is it wise for him to do this now, just to kind of go, you know what, let's just separate myself from this company and hope that what's happened so far isn't going to damage it too badly?
Yeah, I think it's wise. I think that it's damage control, right? They've got to do all they can to protect everything they can, right? Just from a PR standpoint, it just makes sense. So it's, and you know, something big must be going down if he, because we all know he's very, very stubborn, right? Something big must be going down for him to have actually finally agreed. I mean, if we're being real, he should have retired a long time ago. Because the business changed and kind of left his creative mind behind a little bit, right? I think I do know about you too. I feel like if I wasn't being paid to, I probably wouldn't watch WWE. I definitely wouldn't watch WWE programming weekly. I would maybe watch pay-per-views, and I might watch a SmackDown here and there. But for the most part, the booking has been pretty consistently terrible for a long time, with occasional bright spots, right? And when there is a bright spot, it's often feels like it was in spite of Vince McMahon's booking, right? I'm talking like Bryan Danielson, Yes Movement, stuff like that. So from a creative standpoint, I think I'm intrigued to see what happens to WWE now, because are we going to have a lot of people who are Vince McMahon yes men, who learned everything they know about booking from the school of Vince McMahon, i.e. Bruce Pritchard? Are they going to be calling the shots creatively? Because if so, then I don't know that a lot's going to change.
Yeah. Do you think this is another reason why they also mentioned Nick Khan as a co-CEO? Because when Vince stepped away with the allegations, it was Stephanie McMahon who came in as chairwoman and CEO, and what we figured would be on a temporary basis. Now, with the Vince McMahon retirement news, Stephanie and Nick Khan have been named co-CEOs. And Stephanie, as different of a person as she probably is from Vince McMahon, and has done a lot of great things PR related for WWE, do you think Nick Khan coming in here is a reactionary move to the fact that Stephanie is Vince's daughter? You know, that there is some sort of a connection there, and that maybe by, you know, guilt of association or whatever you want to call it, if Stephanie is just running the show, people might think, you know what, this is not all that different. This is just Vince's daughter taking over for Vince. She's still going to have Vince in her ear the whole time. Mm-hmm. But Nick Khan, while a WWE hire and a Vince McMahon guy, is his own dude. Like, he has come in and really cleaned house in a lot of ways. He's done a lot of financial things. He's released some of the most popular stars that WWE fans really like. He's a different guy, right? He's now running the show with Stephanie McMahon. Do you think this is intentional on that reason?
Yeah, for sure. I will say, I don't know that it's going to work. I don't think co-CEOs isn't a thing. I can't imagine that's going to be harmonious in any respect. I do think, yeah, what you said rings true a little bit, where it's like, we got to have one person here who doesn't have the same last name as the guy that is responsible for all this drama that's going down right now. PR standpoint, right? If you appoint a person of color and a woman into this position, so there's, I mean, some PR goodwill is gonna occur there too. I'm not suggesting that neither of them are qualified to hold those positions. Obviously, I think their experience speaks for itself, but it's definitely interesting and going to be intriguing to see where it goes with these two people in the same position, which, you know, I just can't see it working, but we'll see.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what this could mean for WWE programming immediately, because we've got SmackDown coming up here, and we've also got SummerSlam right around the corner. With the Brock Lesnar news, and now keep in mind, we have no idea how serious this Brock Lesnar thing is. From what we're hearing and the reports are, Brian Alvarez has said that Lesnar essentially said, if he's gone, I'm gone. And so he walked out of SmackDown. Now, we don't know for sure if that's really what's going on, if Lesnar is pitching a fit and is going to be back tonight or will be back for SummerSlam. I would assume WWE does not want him to take off, that they would like him to be at SummerSlam. There's also reports now that they've already got a replacement if he doesn't come back, and that would be Goldberg.
Interesting. Goldberg. Yeah. Well, that's not going to, I don't think people would be happy about that.
Well, that's what I'm, that's where I'm going with this, right? Yeah. Like, if we're talking creatively, how quickly are we going to see things shift? And if Goldberg is the replacement, are we really on a path to something completely different creatively? Because wouldn't you go, okay, you really want to submit, you want to stamp how different this is going to be creatively? Let's pop somebody else in there, right? Yes. It's not as marquee, it's not as big a name, it's SummerSlam, it's a huge pay-per-view, we need somebody big against Roman Reigns, and Goldberg would, you know, satisfy all those criteria. But man, this is an opportunity to pick somebody else,
right?
And to go, okay, well, let's put somebody in there against Lesnar that nobody, or excuse me, against Roman Reigns that nobody's expecting. Let's show people we're already ready to go in a different direction,
right?
I don't know what, how quickly do you think this shifts? Like, Stephanie, Nick, or whoever's going to be running this, whether it's Pritchard, like you said, or somebody else, even Paul Heyman could be in there. Do you think this happens immediately, or will fans even notice?
Yeah, I think we'll notice. I think it will be a gradual. I think there's probably a lot of wheels already in motion that are going to take a while to for the brakes to be pumped on them. But I do think we'll start to see. I mean, I would like it if, personally, of the people who are there within the company, you know, I think that. Under Triple H, NXT had some very, very gratifying and rewarding and enjoyable creative moments, right? So maybe I guess of the people who are currently employed by WWE, I think Triple H might be the best candidate to lead creative. I know he hasn't always made the best creative decisions, particularly with regards to his own in-ring career, but I could see that working. With the Brock thing, I mean, yeah, if it's Goldberg, I don't know. I guess that makes sense, like, in terms of him being a big name and you having to sort of satisfy people who've already bought tickets and all that. I guess, well, I was thinking that could be a good opportunity to bring back The Fiend, to bring back Bray Wyatt. But yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
Well, I mean, here's the thing, right? Here's the rub, the catch 22. If you got Nick Khan running the show, if Nick Khan's responsible for Bray Wyatt leaving because of the money, why would Nick Khan bring The Fiend back?
Right, and then he's not going to want to come back if they're lowballing him, I suppose.
You know what I mean? Like, so all of this is such a, it's a snowball that's just rolling down the hill, right? It's just everything is interconnected and weaves in and out, and we don't have a clue. Like, we know Goldberg from what he said just recently on his, well, part of his documentary they were doing, I think it was what, A&E? He said he's still under contract with WWE. He's just making it, he's waiting. And so that was news to a lot of people, because from what they thought, he was done. And so that he's not done and he's got one more match or two more matches, whatever it is, on his contract, it makes a lot of sense that you would just go, okay, man, we need a quick solution here. Here's a guy we can put in here with literally days notice and it'll work. But The Fiend would be one of those guys. But I mean, Nick Khan wiped out a lot of the big names that we thought could be there, whether it was Braun Strowman or Bray Wyatt or whomever, right? They're gone. So does he immediately go, okay, well, man, we need to do something here, let's bring these guys back? I don't think so. I don't know why he would. He doesn't seem, from what we see in the news and in the reports, like the guy who does that. He just kind of goes, I made this decision, I'm happy with this decision, it was a financial decision, I'm not going to do this creatively, it doesn't make sense. I don't know, man. It's going to be very, very interesting to see what happens here. Do you think Lesnar's like gone?
I think they'll convince him to fulfill this obligation, and I think once he's calmed down a little bit, I don't think he'll want to let everyone down in that way. I don't think he's that unprofessional, really.
Well, why would you walk away from that much money? I mean, I know he doesn't need it.
That's a payday. Yeah, exactly.
It's a lot of money. He's probably the highest paid guy in WWE.
Yeah, exactly.
Why would you bail on that? I mean, yes, I get your maybe trying to prove a point, or you're letting people know you're not very happy but
there could even be legal ramifications if he wasn't to do it. Potentially.
Well, yeah. And you know what? He's probably not really afraid of that because he's left WWE before, mm-hmm. gone and performed in New Japan and just fought his way and legally got himself out of his own contract. Like mm-hmm. there were legal issues back when he did it the first time, but he didn't care. He just did it anyway. And it were all worked out for him. So maybe he doesn't care again, but yeah, it'll be very interesting to see if this is just him. Like I said, we don't really know for sure. We're hearing reports that he's not very happy about this, but you know, if Vince is choosing to retire, like if this is a Vince decision, why would Lesnar be that mad about it? Right. Like, mm-hmm. I guess maybe if WWE has forced Vince out, and maybe this is a thing that we have to consider, if Lesnar's mad, he's somehow caught wind that maybe Vince has been forced out.
Yeah. Yeah, it also surprises me how close they allegedly are. I think Lesnar referred to Vince as like a father figure to him. But when you consider how, like what you were just talking about, how Lesnar left the company, then you're also factoring the Sable stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. And throwing the belt at him after the, what was that one match that he had with Roman Reigns or Seth Rollins?
Yeah,
where he threw I mean, they've had these public tiffs before, right?
Right, like, yeah. So it's a weird reaction to me for him to maybe there's something else going on. Maybe, yeah, I don't know. Maybe there was a creative change. Maybe they informed Lesnar of some sort of creative change. I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah. I am very, very curious to see where this goes, what happens. Who, if you had a choice, I know you mentioned Triple H, and I like it because the old school and the new school, he's got a little bit of both in him. Mm-hmm. What would you do? Who would you put in charge of this? Like, is that your guy? Is that who you would say? Okay,
yeah,
man,
I mean, maybe Triple H. Yeah, maybe Triple H, maybe Paul Heyman. I don't know that. There's a couple of creative people there that I mean, if you look at, HBK popped into my brain, but then I thought about how just unwatchable NXT 2.0 has been. So I don't know that that would be the right call, but yeah, I guess. And then even Heyman, I don't think he's as brilliant of a creative mind these days as he once may have been. I guess, like I said, of the people who were there, I don't think he's the idea. I don't think he's the best man for the job in the world. But of the people that are currently there, I think Triple H probably is the best person for the job.
Yeah. And as we're recording this, I'm keeping my eyes on social media and some of the reports and sources that we know. There's multiple people now reporting that Brock Lesnar is mad, that he has left the show, that he is not happy about the way things have gone down.
Right.
So it doesn't look like he's going to be on the show tonight.
And
like,
I'll tell you what won't happen as well. They won't do to Brock Lesnar what they did to Naomi and Sasha Banks, which is label them unprofessional and put out a huge press release about how they've been unprofessional and they walked away, even though they were, you know, even though they had agreed to do X, Y, and Z. I bet they're not going to do that with Brock.
Yeah, no, it wouldn't make sense. I mean, WWE's proved that they are bigger than any one person. When Austin left, they suspended him. When Ultimate Warrior did, they fired him. When mm-hmm. Sasha Banks and Naomi walked out, it seems like they're gone. Lesnar, like anybody else, is replaceable. But this is a bad timing. You know, like on the heels of this news, I mean, this is ground-shaking news for WWE. And you've got SummerSlam right around the corner. This is really bad. Do you think Lesnar's making a stand here because he's got leverage? Like, is this something where he might be going, okay, you know what? You want to talk to me? Let's renegotiate this thing. Or is he just really kind of pouting?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I feel like he's probably, yeah. If multiple people are reporting it, I don't know. I don't know, man. It might just be like a heat of the moment thing. Yeah, I really don't know, but I am looking forward to seeing what comes out and what we find out.
Yeah. Well, we're going to keep our eyes on this for everybody else. We've got multiple articles on the Sportster right now. You guys can check it out in relation to Vince McMahon's retirement news, Stephanie McMahon and Nick Khan taking over as co-CEOs, the Brock Lesnar. I know some guys at the Sportster are working on more stories regarding Lesnar. Obviously, we're going to keep an eye on SmackDown tonight. Do you think they even mention it on SmackDown tonight?
No, I don't think they mention it. I think maybe they do. Maybe they do a little thing. Maybe they do a little thing at the top of the show about how Vince, I don't think they'll, the Brock thing, I don't know. They might just say there's been a change of plan or something. I don't think they're going to go into too much detail, but I could be wrong. And then we've also got Rampage tonight, which Tony Khan promoted in a pretty funny tweet where he said he's now the longest tenured CEO in professional wrestling, which was quite fun.
How do you do SmackDown if you don't know if you're going to have your match? Like if Lesnar's maybe not coming back and you've got Roman Reigns, plus, by the way, Monday Night Raw, Madison Square Garden, Roman Reigns is going to be there, right? So now it's not just Friday SmackDown, it's Monday's Raw, and you're heavily promoting the main event for SummerSlam, which may not be the main event for SummerSlam. How do you do SmackDown tonight if there's no word on what Lesnar's status is?
I think maybe you just kind of work around it and carry on as if he is going to be at SummerSlam until you know for sure that he's not going to be, and then you change stuff up. You know, I guess we kind of saw a similar thing when Becky returned at SummerSlam with Sasha Banks. I think they knew way before the show started that Sasha wasn't going to be in that match, right? And they just carried on as normal, like she was going to be, and then at the last minute they were like, actually, it's Becky. You know, so I don't know, we're going to maybe get some situation like that perhaps.
Well, it'll be very fascinating. SmackDown is now, if it wasn't before, a must watch for folks who follow these stories closely and want to know exactly what's going on. We may not get any indication of what is going on, but there will obviously throughout the show be news as he doesn't show up, if he doesn't show up, if WWE makes any sort of announcement regarding SummerSlam or Lesnar or Vince McMahon. I mean, it'll be all over social media. So we'll be keeping our eyes and ears on all of this throughout the evening. Norm, thanks for coming on in short order and talking about this. I'm sure we'll probably have more to talk about as the days unfold here, because we don't know. I'm guessing we don't even know a quarter of what is actually going on here right now. This just all came down so fast on Friday. The Vince McMahon news followed by the McMahon or Stephanie and Nick news, and then Lesnar coming out of nowhere. So we're going to have more information. We'll have to talk about it again.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, I'm sure we'll be doing some more emergency podcasts over the next few weeks.
Yeah, sounds good. All right. Well, for everybody else, it's been another edition of the Sportster Show. Norman Quarantine, myself, Jim Parsons for thesportster.com. Go ahead and download, subscribe, listen to this on your favorite podcast platforms. Check out thesportster.com and do us a favor. Give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. It would greatly appreciate it. We'll keep you up to speed, everybody. Check out thesportster.com until we do another show. Thanks again for joining us on The Sportster Show.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.